Hello.
Dr. Kissinger, sir. There you are.
Henry, I wondered if you could give some thought as to some way we could get a brief answer on the POW thing, which would take it a little bit out of the, you know, sort of the routine thing we said before. I think that's the one that we're going to see considerable activity on. I realize we're going to handle it in the in our peace offer, of course.
Well, one thing you might
about the only thing we're going to, the only thing we're saying here is the same thing, that as long as they've got that they are, that they're being cruel and barbaric, that they are using the
bargaining
bonds.
One thing you might consider saying is that
you see the go ahead
is to mention the two people released by the Chinese. And
yeah.
Say that it's in the nature of these things. One just can't talk about it while discussions are going forward.
That we're not, and that, well, that,
but that you'd like to call attention to the fact that our initiatives.
That we are working on it all the time.
That we are working on it all the time, and that the Chinese government released two people that we knew about beforehand, and that we. But that in, you know, just to give the impression that something is going on.
Yeah. Well, all we can say, I guess, is that we're exploring it. But the thing, of course, the way it's going to be put is the old question about the prisoners for withdrawal and so forth. Of course, we're coming to the point where we're going to be able to do that, but we don't want to say it now.
Yeah.
How is there any way you can handle that?
Well, I would say. I think, Mr. President, the average viewer tomorrow night will not understand all the ins and outs of all of these proposals.
Yeah.
And I have always found when I talk around the country, if I simply said flatly, I want you to know there is no initiative that the President has not taken. That.
No offer we haven't made.
That I can assure the American people that nothing has been left undone, but that. And there are many things being done that we can talk about. And then you can, if you've mentioned those two other things, I really think that the audience tomorrow is going to be more apt to judge you by how you say it than by the content of what you say on the prisoners. Because they don't know the difference of deadlines and so forth. That's all esoteric stuff to them.
Yeah, but if they ask
if
that...
If they say, well, some people say if you set a deadline,
yeah.
And if you say, Mr. Rather, I want to tell you that no initiative has been left unexplored, but I won't go any further than that,
mm-hmm.
And we'll stand before the public on our record. I want also to point out that two people have just been released from in China, where we said nothing until it was done, or something like that.
You can see that our record will stand.
That's right.
Stand scrutiny. Yeah.
That's been my experience in talking to the to. Other than, this wouldn't help you at a press conference. There you'd have to have a more substantive answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think their line is going to be, I'm inclined to think he'll press rather very hard on that question from what I've heard, but nevertheless, I mean, due to the fact that he knows what our Democratic friends are going to be pressing for, the POW for deadline and all that sort of thing. Of course, the difficulty is we've offered a deadline, as we all know.
That's right. What I would say on the deadline, Mr. President, without saying yes or no, I would just say, Mr. Rather, the deadline is not the issue and the other side knows it.
And you say that's a moot question as far as they're concerned. They've said so, haven't they? They have never indicated, as a matter of fact, that they would return the prisoners for a deadline, have they?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not, Mr. President.
Maybe that's the way to get at it.
I say, on the contrary, they have specifically said that it is not their policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe we'll just leave it there. All right, fine, Henry. Thank you.
Right, Mr. President. I've started looking into the no-draft D business.
What's that?
I've started looking into the no-draft thing, and I think we may be able to swing it this time.
Yeah, yeah. I will try. Okay.
Right.
Don't let it leak out, though, for crying out loud. Let's let us do this one.
That's right.
Right. Okay.